Good morning, it's Hank.
Not necessarily the news.
Sound the bell.
Hi.
Here's the good news.
Welcome to a Thursday edition of Not Necessarily the News. Basically, our daily roundup of stuff that happened since 6:40 a.m. yesterday. We welcome our worldwide audience streaming live on our Hank Facebook page, and the worst camera angle we've ever attempted right now. It's cutting you out. It's cutting my head off. I'll fix it here in just a minute. But hello, everybody, as we stream live. It's kind of like radio. You can hear us, but you can't see us. Tonight's lead story. Coming up, May 2026. It's approved, and it's going to happen in Las Vegas. Get ready for the first ever enhanced games, otherwise known as the steroid games.
What?
Yeah. It's first formal competition will be there in Vegas. Very Olympic-style sporting everything. All of the track and field, all the stuff, but athletes will be allowed, if not outright encouraged, to use performance-enhancing drugs like steroids, testosterone, growth hormone, and everything else.
How is this legal?
Well, if it's legal to... Because, you know, a lot of that stuff is actually legal. It's just banned within various sporting organizations. Mm-hmm. They don't allow it, including the IOC, the Olympics, famously. But organizers say they're hoping to remove the stigma of using these substances and promote safer ways to push the limits of human performance. So get ready for the first ever steroid games coming up exactly a year from now in Las Vegas.
It's going to be fun.
They say it's going to be a positive experience.
Yeah, no one grumpy there. Mm-mm. So Jeremy Renner was lucky to make it out alive after that big snowplow accident that left him clinging to life. Or was he? The actor says that he was really irritated when he woke up from the hospital and calls it a wonderful, wonderful feeling to be removed from your body. He says it was the most exhilarating place you could ever feel. A monster adrenaline rush, and the peace is simply magnificent. He recovered with 14 broken ribs, a broken tibia, a punctured lung, a spinal fracture, and more. Kind of like our in-studio camera. But I don't know if the camera's going to recover.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on today. It's not like it's important or anything for Will It Float. A lot of people watched American Idol's season 8, but that's just with the ABC version. But the best total viewer audience in 2 years, the star-studded live American Idol finale, number one program of the night, 6.5 million people. But it got a 0.72, which in ratings world is not that great.
Mm-mm.
That's not what, but not far off, what the finale of Shark Tank, Mark Cuban's last Shark Tank, got. But it turns out, over the years, because Mark Cuban done with Shark Tank now.
He's over it.
He invested a total of about $33 million over his time on Shark Tank.
Okay.
And now all of those plus and minuses put together worth just under $250 million. So he has done quite well for himself. Now, if he would just rebuy the Mavericks,
that would
make our lives a little better.
Buy a pretty team.
That would be great.
Mm-hmm.
Or invest in this this show's broadcasting equipment. That's fine, too.
So graduation season is in full swing, and being a commencement speaker is a really big deal. Henry Winkler knows this better than anyone and was honored when he was asked by his alma mater, Yale University, to address the graduates. Unfortunately, some of the students... not too impressed with old Fonzie.
I was invited to speak at the Yale graduation.
Yeah.
And I went to the Yale Drama School, so I thought, oh, this is great.
Oh, yeah.
And I said yes. And then they wrote in the school paper, in the Yale Daily, Henry Winkler, why?
These things happen. Meanwhile, the University of Maryland may have an even bigger star, Kermit the Frog, on hand for the festivities. He'll deliver a message of creativity and kindness, while Taylor Sheridan has already received honorary doctorates from UT and TCU this year.
I want, animal to to do my kids'
graduation. Oh, yeah, that would be fun. I mean, then you get a free drum kit.
Graduation!
Breaking news and broken water. A news anchor in Schenectady, New York, Olivia Jacquees.
Yeah, sure.
Probably say it here in a minute. Went into labor. She also does the morning shift there on Schenectady News 1, or whatever they call it right there. Live on the air. Water broke. Going into labor. First kiddo. She's great. Turns out to be a boy. But she stayed on through her shift.
Good Wednesday morning. I'm Olivia Jaquith.
And I'm Julia Dunn. Jaquith. We do have some breaking news this morning. Literally. Yes. Olivia's water has broke.
Yeah. Mm. And she powered through it. Right there. That didn't win you an Edward R. Murrow Award, I swear.
Breaking news!
I don't know. I mean, it's like play-by-play action.
Yeah.
Sounds delightful.
Mm. The poor crew that had to clean up the news set.
Okay.
Let's go to weather.
No.
Okay.
And you know that. It's one of the most controversial issues in the world today. The tush push. So can you use it in professional football, KB? The answer is yes.
Mm-hmm.
It's a favorite of the Philadelphia Eagles. Some people wanted it outlawed. Jerry Jones may have been one of them, the bigwigs of the NFL. They all voted on this yesterday, and it needed to get 3/4 of the vote to pass. It did not. It only got 22 out of the 24 that it needed, but Cowboy Jerry was man enough to admit, am I really against the tush push, or I just don't want Philadelphia to have an edge? He admits he flip-flops over the very tough subject.
What's slightly fascinating about this, it's a play that any team of the 32 can run, but only one of them, the Eagles, is good at it. Everybody else stinks at it. So get better at it.
And that's where you give the quarterback a little pushy push?
Yeah, big old linemen come and then just push from behind, and it's like a rugby thing.
Yeah,
it's a wall of human men coming at you.
Goodness.
You can't stop it.
Well, poor Dak, I mean, he's a little fragile right now, isn't he? He's on the mend.
Something tells me Jerry Jones and the term tush push has appeared at some point. Probably in court documents. So, we talked yesterday about the new Whack-A-Mole movie that is in the works. About the game Whack-A-Mole. That's exciting right there. Well, we have another game that's possibly going into the movie world, and that would be Street Fighter, popular combat game. And it could star Jason Momoa and WWE Tribal Chief Roman Reigns as well. And if that isn't enough, Michael Bay, you know, of the famous Titanic and... Well, not Titanic, but Pearl Harbor.
Mm-hmm.
All that. He's going to direct a Skibbity Toilet movie.
No.
It is on the way. If you're not familiar with the viral trend of Skibbity Toilet, just ask anybody under the age of 16. And then just look at them and go, why? Shouldn't you be goth? And then finally, we announced this, and it is officially coming out now. It is the Dolly Parton Southern-inspired frozen meal favorites.
Oh, wow.
Yep, she's paired up with food people.
Yeah.
Niagara.
People,
to bring the product line to homes across America. So what we can look for is frozen comfort meals. Pretty cheap. $4.49 suggested retail price at this time.
That's so nice of her to cook for everyone.
Heat and eat dishes like Dolly Parton's beef pot roast, chicken and dumplings, country fried steak, and shrimp and grits.
Mm.
So those, if not already available, will be available at your local grocer very soon. The Dolly Parton frozen meals made with real rhinestones, from what I understand. Yeah, that's great. You're waiting for it, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
It'd be great if I was making this up, but it's even greater that I'm not.
Mm-hmm.
For the launch, they are offering... With a coupon, you can get them in packs of two.
Waking up with KB and Heather Lee.
It's true.
FM.
It's true.